Broadcasting live, it's Delta Panthers Sports. Grab yourself some snacks and a frosty beverage and get ready to cheer the Panthers on to victory. And now, here's the voice of the Delta Panthers, Mark Panther.
Welcome to Hot. This is the Panthers prepared to start a new winning streak here against the North Fork Miners. I'm Mark Panther, and Delta saw their winning streak end at 8 after the tough loss to Coleridge on Wednesday. The Panthers' hopes of a league title are all but dashed, but their quest to host a regional still hangs in the balance. North Fork is 4-14, 2-5 in league, and coming off a 6-inning, 18-8 loss to Aspen on Tuesday. We'll take a break, and when we come back, you'll hear from Delta's head coach, Steve Ryer. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
And good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates, you can combine your home and auto. Guess what you'll get? That's right, good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates. State Farm agent Jerry Wire is your go-to agent in Delta for the service you deserve at the price you want. So try combining home and auto today. State Farm agent Jerry Wire will help you mix and match things perfectly. Call 970-874-8626. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
A&M Creations on Main in Delta is creating dishes you've heard of in new and exciting ways. Steaks, seafood, burgers, and more, plus a monthly sushi menu and prime rib every Friday and Saturday night. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. A&M Creations on Main voted 2021 Best All-Around Restaurant at 305 Main Street in Delta. Let the creators at A&M Creations give you a complete dining experience.
Ace is the place for the helpful hardware folks.
Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. They offer a wide variety of paint, tools, lawn and garden, and so much more. Virtually anything you'll ever need to fix, repair, and maintain your home, plus everything in between. With all the best brands under one roof, like Benjamin Moore, Traeger, DeWalt, Craftsman, Steel, Toro, Scotts, and more. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive truly is your one-stop everything shop. Delta Ace Hardware, the helpful hardware place.
Are you ready to finally have the kitchen of your dreams? Whether your style is rustic, traditional, or contemporary, Delta Cabinet Company can help make your dreams a reality. We have hundreds of options in colors, wood, and door styles to satisfy every design. Our in-house kitchen designers have more than 20 years' experience helping clients with every budget. So don't put it off any longer. Stop in our showroom and take a look at what Delta Cabinet Company can do for you. We are located at 696 Industrial Boulevard in Delta, or visit our website at deltacabinetcompany.com.
The Delta County Independent is your family-owned, local community newspaper, providing quality news coverage since 1883. The Delta County Independent is the official newspaper of record and covers all of Delta County, and they want to hear from you. Submit your story ideas by visiting deltacountyindependent.com. You can also check out all the local news and sports from around the Delta area. Want to advertise? Get in touch to request more information by visiting the website or calling 970-874-4421. The Delta County Independent, keeping Delta County informed.
The Delta County School District would like to wish all students the best of luck this school year. Together, we'll work to create a safe and caring environment that will include all, so every student can achieve at the highest level in the classroom and on the field. Remember, you get out of school and life what you put into it. So study hard and stay away from drugs and alcohol. Delta County School District. Caring, challenging, learning. Every student, every day.
Steve, the game on Wednesday against Coleridge obviously didn't go the way we had wanted it, but I thought the boys played well. Unfortunately, it's a game of, you know, the little things, and you got to do enough of the little things right, and we just didn't.
Yeah, it's one of those deals. We told the kids, you know, we're going to have to play clean. It's going to have to be a clean game for us. We knew we were going to hit the ball, and I thought we did pretty well. You know, there was a couple times that we disappeared at the plate, and I think at one point that Short had retired 7 straight, something like that. And then we started getting back on it a little bit. But, I think the thing that bit us was, we pitched well all, for probably the 8 games before that where we were averaging 1 walk a game, and then we had 5 in that game, and 4 of those scored. So that's huge. I mean, you know, like you said, the little things, and that's one of the little things got us for strikes.
You know, fortunately, you know, we kind of talked about this before, you and I, about how, you know, Coleridge kind of had everything to lose and not a whole lot to gain. And then, you know, we really didn't have a whole lot to lose and quite a bit to gain. So losing that game really didn't hurt us in the grand scheme, looking at playoffs and stuff like that.
Yeah, exactly. We just have to, you know, take care of the rest of the schedule and win some big games down the stretch here. And, you know, we've got some tough ones. And we're gonna have to stay focused and play game at a time. That's the thing. And, you know, I think we've got the guys to do it.
Lock in today against North Fork, and obviously North Fork not having a whole lot of success this year. They've got a losing record coming into this game. It's a good game to have after an emotional loss like we had against Coleridge.
Yeah, you know, and I think this is one of those games you can throw the records out because, you know, it's just like Cedar Edge. Cedar Edge played us tough. I mean, we're the big kid on the block, and we know we're going to get everybody's best in our district. And, you know, we talked about that last night, that, you know, we can't take anybody light. We got to come out and swing the bats. We got to throw strikes and clean up our D. And we do that, we'll be in good shape.
Sounds good. Good luck today.
Thanks, Mark.
Hi, this is Jackie Davis with Delta Health, and we know the reasons why you trust Delta Health to provide compassionate, quality health care are the same reasons why people of the Western Slope have chosen Delta Health for over 100 years to deliver their care, their babies, and being there even through the end-of-life moments. The reason why people choose Delta Health are measured in the important life moments that we can be a part of and the reasons why we love working here. To see more reasons why our patients and employees choose Delta Health, visit deltahealthco.org. Delta Health, a countywide healthcare system.
Since 1935, Dowdy Steel and Machine and Delta has offered a wide array of welding and fabrication services to get your process done right. They offer a complete fabrication facility along with AWS certified welders and a shop that includes state-of-the-art equipment. So whether it's prototypes, one-off, or production parts, they have the capability to fabricate all your needs. Plus, they offer complete crane service, laser cutting, powder coating, stand glassing, and so much more. Call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine with the expertise to get your projects done right.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Canter back here with you as Delta is set to head to the plate here against the Miners. Leading off will be Landon Cannell. He's your starting pitcher today. Landon batting .469, four doubles and a triple on the season. And first pitch brought to you by Taco Chime. It comes from the pitcher Payson Penny, and it's in there for a strike. That pitch swung on and missed, and Landon going to have to be tough with two now. The pitch. This one's going to be hit on the fly into right center field. The right fielder, Colin Beck, will come over and make the catch. Joe Hollenbeck playing right field for North Fork today. That'll bring Landon Clay to the plate. Lando batting .469 on the season, six doubles. Nine walks, four strikeouts. On base percentage of .578. That pitch is high in the zone, but still in the zone for strike one. Marty Roger, home plate umpire today. The pitch. That misses high for a ball. On deck is the catcher, Luke Gastineau. He'll be followed by the cleanup hitter, Ty Reed, who's in right field for the Panthers today. The pitch is going to be popped up foul out of play on the right side. So Lando going to need to be tough with two now. Always enjoy when Marty's behind the plate. I know we're going to get a good strike zone for the game. So he's very consistent, and this one's on the ground to short. The shortstop is up with it on the first. Pulls the first baseman Aguilera off the bag, and play will be aboard as a result of the error.
listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Mark Tanner back here with you. Sorry, not sure how long I was out there. I had a the power here at Conscious Middle School is a little dicey. So Delta scored two in the top of the first inning off of a 2 RBI single by Rylan Bynum. So see how North Fork can answer here. Their lineup looks like this. Leading off and playing shortstop will be Hunter Moreno. Then it's the third baseman, Nick Poutre. Batting third will be the pitcher, Payson Pennant. In the cleanup spot, their backstop, Lane Allen. Batting fifth will be the center fielder, Zed Vasquez. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Mario Gamma. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Ian Aguilera. Batting eighth, the right fielder, Joe Hollenbeck. And in the ninth spot will be the second baseman, Cody Pagone. So here's Moreno. He takes strike one. He's batting .467 with four doubles on the season. Eight walks, seven strikeouts. There's the pitch from Kettle. It's found back to the backstop, and Moreno down 0-2. Kettle, just the freshman here. 5-2 record in 8 appearances, an 0.82 earned run average, and Moreno swings and misses at strike three. One out, and here's the most astounding stat for Kennel on the mound for me. Not the 5 walks, but the 54 strikeouts. That brings Nick Poutre to the plate. He'll take ball one. Poutre batting .333 with two doubles. 12 walks, 14 strikeouts. The pitch. That catches the outside corner for a strike. Count will be even at one. The pitch. That misses high and outside. Here's the 2-1. At the knees, strike two. Count even there. And the pitch. Ooh. Chop foul. Right side. So Poutre battling here against Delta's fantastic freshman pitcher. Kettle's got the sign, now delivers. This one will be hit foul again. So Poutre steps out now, back into the right side. And the pitch. Ooh, swing and a miss, and a pitch that's high and tight. Almost a defensive swing there, but Marty Rivers signaling he did get a piece of it, but it ended up in Gaston's glove for strike three. So Payson Tenney will come to the plate. The North Fork pitcher batting .491 takes a big hack and misses. Got 10 doubles on the season, 7 walks and 7 strikeouts. On base percentage of .548. The pitch checks up at the high heater, and the count's even. And the pitch. Almost swung on and missed. Strike two. Keaton Ryer gives the sign to Gastineau, who in turn will give it to Kennel. The 1-2 high heater up and inside, swinging a miss, and Kennel will strike out the side swinging. Delta still leads 2-0 here as we head to the top of the second inning. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports and Audio Sports Online.
There's never been a better time to build your brand than right now. We are 9 Stories Creative, and we make commercials. Whether you're a big business, small business, or just getting started, we have the skills to make your brand stand out on network television, Hulu, YouTube, or anywhere on social media that you advertise. We've been bringing Hollywood-level production to Colorado businesses for years now. Find out how we can help you tell your brand story at 9storiescreative.com. Find us on Facebook or Instagram at 9 Stories Creative.
Did you know there's a place where you can get good neighbor service and surprisingly great rates on home and auto insurance?
Yep.
And that place is, ta-da, State Farm. Here's the deal. State Farm agent Jerry Ryer is your go-to agent in Delta for the service you deserve and the price you want. So stop shopping around. State Farm agent Jerry Ryer has you covered. Call 970-874-8626 for your surprisingly great rates today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports.
Since the bottom of the lineup here for Delta, that's 7-8-9, Workman, Delgado, and Porter. Once again, Delta leads 2-0. As we start the second inning. Counter on the season, batting .262 with 3 doubles. 13 walks, 12 strikeouts. Been hit by a pitch 4 times, on base average of .475. Here's the pitch. That's on the outside corner for a strike. Good pitch by Penny. Penny kicks and fires. That one's in the dirt. And the count's even. The pitch. This one's lifted into left center. Center fielder is over, and Vasquez makes a great running catch. Retires Workman, and that'll bring Jesse Delgado to the plate. Delgado starting at second base today. Jesse batted .370 with 4 doubles so far on the year. On the inside corner for a strike. And the pitch. That one bounces away from the catcher, Allen. It was low. No, it's low because it bounced off the shin guard. Here's the 1-1. That one's taken just inside and off the plate. Here's the 2-1. That misses inside. 3-1 the count to Delgado. And the pitch. That one's in the dirt. 5-pitch walk for Delgado, and that'll bring Lance Porter to the plate. Interesting thing about the lineup today, I think this is the first game all season Steve Ryer hasn't had a designated hitter in his lineup. All the position players batting for themselves today. Porter batting .217 as Delgado's off and running early. Throw down, goes into center field, and Delgado will have the stolen base. Got away from the second baseman Pagone, who was covered. Luckily for North Fork, Delgado not able to advance on the air. The pitch. Swing and a miss by Porter. And the count's even. Tanay turns and acts like he's going to throw to second. Nobody's covering. The pitch is going to be lifted into center field. Vasquez
takes a couple steps back and then a step in and retires Porter. Two outs and top of the order coming to the plate in Landon Kennel. He's 0 for 1 today. Delgado, the runner at second. Pinnock there, and he's got his sign as Pagone works in and out of the pitch. Chop foul on the left side and past the third baseman. Kennel takes a couple practice swings, now back into the right side. Penny comes set and delivers. This one's going to be lined into left field. Delgado will be held up at third as the left fielder Gamma comes up with it quickly. See if we get a courtesy runner. We do. It's going to be Jacob Hancock coming in to run for the pitcher Kennel. And Landon Clay will come to the plate. Lando reached on a throwing error by the shortstop last inning. Came around to score Delta's first run on the RBI single by Bynum. The pitch is the runner's going in the dirt. Hancock will be at second with the stolen base. Delta not wasting any time on a base pass today. They get on base and they're off and running early. Is the 1-0 to Clay. That one is low and outside, and it's 2-0. Coming into today, Penny with a .488 earned run average, hit weakly to the second baseman Pagone, and it goes through the wicket. Two runs going to score on the error. And Pagone just not getting the glove on the ground, and Delta now leads 4-0. We'll see if Clay's going on the first pitch here to Gastineau. Luke drew the walk last day. The pitch is in the dirt, and it gets away from the catcher, Herrick. Clay up 90 feet on the wild pitch. Clay was not going on the pitch, but it was after it was in the dirt and got away from the catcher. Penny stares there. Now Seth looks at Clay. Now comes home. Pitch on the outside to first base. The first baseman, Aguilera, going to take it himself. Retired Gastineau and get his club out of the inning, but not before Delta puts another couple runs on the board on one hit. There's the error by North Fork. Delta did leave a runner on base. We'll head to the bottom of the second inning. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Do you need help to relax? Or maybe you have a pain in the neck? Let's face it to Nikki at the Sunflower who can melt that pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and body breath, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Stacy believes through therapeutic touch, she has the power to restore and activate your healing potential. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. Gift certificates are available. That's 874-2939 for Stacy and Nikki at the Sunflower Group.
The Delta County Independent is your family-owned local community newspaper, providing quality news coverage since 1883. The Delta County Independent is the official newspaper of record and covers all of Delta County, and they want to hear from you. Submit your story ideas by visiting DeltaCountyIndependent.com. You can also check out all the local news and sports from around the Delta area. Want to advertise? Get in touch to request more information by visiting the website or calling 970-874-4421. The Delta County Independent. Keeping Delta County informed.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports.
Okay, back to Kitchener. Delta leads the North Fork Miners 4-0 here as we head to the bottom of the second inning. Landon Kennel retired the Miners in the first in order on strikeouts. So looking to duplicate the feat here in the second as he faces 4, 5, and 6. It'll be Lane Allen to lead off for North Sports. He's batting .426 on the season with 9 doubles, 11 walks, 11 strikeouts. He's been hit by a pitch 7 times. Leads the team in that category. The pitch. Right down Broad Street for a strike. Fastball right down the middle. Can't deny that. Here's the 0-1. That's a strike. Almost the exact same spot. Just slightly lower. And now look for Landon to maybe waste the pitch here. There's the pitch. This one's going to be a jam job. Is Allen able to foul it off the knuckles back to the backstop? The pitch is going to be a check swing foul ball out of play on the right side. Kennel sets now and delivers. That one misses just inside. It was high in the zone and just off the plate. The pitch, it's going to be fouled back to the backstop one more time. Again, as I mentioned before, Marty Grover with a pretty consistent strike zone. So if he says it's not a strike, I tend to believe him. The pitch in the dirt. And the count will be even at 2 now to the North Fork catcher. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Good job by Kendall to win that battle. Came back with something elevated in the zone, induced Allen to swing, and he couldn't catch up to it. That'll bring Zed Vasquez to the plate. Vasquez batting .339 of the season, 8 doubles and a triple, 5 walks, 13 strikeouts. He's going to foul it at the plate. Got an on-base average of .403. And the pitch. Swing and a miss at some high heat. One of the keys to Kennel's success on the mound this year is he mixes his pitches as well as his placement very well. That one's right at the knee, strike 3 ball. Vasquez had no idea what was coming on that one. Just watched it go by. So 5 strikeouts on the day so far for Kennel and Mario Gamma coming to the plate. Kennel's had as many as 13 strikes in a game this year. Strikeouts, that is, the pitch. This is going to be a weakly hit ball back to Kennel. Gathers it in, fires the first to retire Gamma. So it's been all Kennel here so far is we're through 2, and Delta leads 4-0. We'll take a break, come back with the third. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Taco Time was founded with the belief that fresh, real ingredients make better food. That means the freshest produce available. Thick lettuce and onions, ripe tomatoes, tangy cilantro, and juicy lime. Taco Time uses 100% boneless, skinless, all-white chicken, and top-quality lean ground beef. Their chips, taco shells, salsa, and special sauces are made fresh each morning, right in the restaurant, to make sure that you get the freshest, tastiest food they can offer. They take pride in how they do things. It may not be the easy way, but it's the right way. Taco Time, open 8 to 8 at 707 Main in Delta.
Where can you get surprisingly great rates on auto and renter's insurance? At State Farm. Because State Farm agent Jerry Ryer is your one-stop shop in Delta for protecting your car and your stuff for a surprisingly great rate. So stop looking around. State Farm agent Jerry Ryer is ready to help.
Call 970-874-8626 for your surprisingly great auto and renter's rate today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports.
Thank you very much. I'm Mark Cantor, and we'll head to the bottom of the third inning with Delta leading 4-0 here. Jason Penny to face the 4, 5, and 6 hitters in the Delta lineup. That's Reed, Bynum, and Sprout. Bynum responsible for Delta's first 2 runs in the game, but before we get to him, we'll see Ty Reed, who grounded out to third in the first inning. Ty steps in. Here's the pitch from Penny. That's way outside for ball one. Penny lifts his right hand, wipes it off. Now comes home. This one's going to be lifted down the line in left field, and it is gone. Home run for Ty Reed. Two pitches, and that one leaves the yard. Ty Reed with a big grin on his face as he crosses home plate. Little bump of the helmet to Ryland Bynum, who's coming to the plate. And Bynum, a 2-RBI single in the first. Delta now leads 5-0. Here's the pitch to Ry. It's in the dirt. So the 1-0 pitch to Reed was elevated in the zone, and Ty just turned on it and it left the yard in a hurry. Bynum's got a couple of home runs this year. He's going to chop it slowly past the pitcher. Penny comes up with it and flips it to the first baseman, Aguilera, to get the out. Good hustle and body control by Penny to field it and then get it to the first baseman for the first out of the inning. Braden Sprout will come to the plate. He's 0-for-1 today. Left to center in the first. Fredo, I believe, leads the team and hit by pitches with 9, and he gets hit again. As soon as I say it, it happens. So Fredo with a grimace and a grunt will head down to first base as he's fine. Not a problem. And Connor Workman will come to the plate. Connor flew out to center field in the second inning. Penny looks over at Sprout. This one's on the ground to third, picked up by the third baseman Truth Trade at second. On to first, not in time to get Workman in. Sprout will be out at second as the lead runner. 5-4 on the putout. Workman will be on first as a result of the fielder's choice. Brings Jesse Delgado to the plate. Jesse drew a walk last inning, stole the base, came around to score. Two outs here in the top of the third. Delta leads 5-0, and a throw over to Workman at first. Or at least trying to get Workman. Aguilar there to hold him off. Good lead by Connor. He's going. Pitch taken high out of the zone. This throw is past the second baseman. Covering and backed up by the shortstop. That'll be a stolen base for Connor. Delgado steps back in. Connor will take his lead as there's the pitch. That misses inside. Moreno and Padone, the shortstop, second baseman, respectively, looking in and out on Connor out there at second. What that means is they're coming from their position, trying to induce a throw to second, trying to pick off Workman as that pitch is fouled
over the backstop and out of play. Trying to keep the runner close at second is what In-N-Out is trying to do. The pitch, swing and a miss, but a pretty good pitch from Penne, and the count's even. Off-speed pitch, still got to pull his head just a little bit. It'll be 2-2. This is wild on the board. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. The pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. And Delta is retired here in the top of the third. They are able to score a run on Reed's solo shot. We'll head to the bottom of the inning. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Are you looking for a hearty and satisfying breakfast or lunch? Look no further than Spice Cafe in Delta. Spice Cafe is a veteran-owned scratch kitchen. Before he took over as owner, Jimmy learned all about baking the bread fresh from scratch daily. That includes the buns and cinnamon rolls. Oh, those glorious cinnamon rolls. Folks come from near and far to eat what Spice Cafe is serving up. Check out their Facebook page to learn about their daily specials and anything else Spice Cafe is cooking. Open Wednesday through Sunday inside the Columbine Mall in Delta. Spice Cafe, where Delta County eats.
And this is the place for the helpful hardware, folks.
Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. They offer a wide variety of paint, tools, lawn and garden, and so much more. Virtually anything you'll ever need to fix, repair, and maintain your home, plus everything in between. With all the best brands under one roof, like Benjamin Moore, Traeger, DeWalt, Craftsman, Fiat, Toro, Scotts, and more. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive truly is your one-stop everything shop. Delta Ace Hardware, the helpful hardware place.
You're listening to Delta Panthers and Sports.
Panthers retired. The minors in order through the first two innings, working to the bottom of the order, 7, 8, and 9, starting with first baseman in Aguilera here in the bottom of the third. Dutton. Kennel with 5 strikeouts in the game. Here's the pitch to Aguilera. Swing and a miss. Aguilera batting 243, 3 doubles on the season. 8 walks, 13 strikeouts. The pitch, swing and a miss. Kind of way ahead here on the minors' first baseman. There's the 0-2. A little far, too far inside will hit Aguilera's whistle. Got down to first. Joe Hollenbeck will come to the plate. Hollenbeck will be in from the left side against the righty Kennel. Aguilera with a small lead down there at first. Only a couple stolen bases for Aguilera on the season. Hollenbeck will take ball one. Batting 347 with a couple of doubles on the year. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. That'll even the count at one. On deck held on at first by Bynum. Another short lead by Aguilera. The pitch. Swing and a miss by Hollenbeck at the plate. So Kennel again ahead in the count 1-2. And the pitch. This one's going to be fouled back over the backstop out of play. Hollenbeck steps out now. He'll step back in. Miners right fielder. Swings and misses that a pitch high and outside of the zone for strike three. One out here in the bottom of the third, and Cody Pagoda will come to the plate. Six strikeout of the game for Kennel. Here's the pitch. One shot foul at the plate. Pagoda's batting 349 with a double on the season. Get signs from head coach Dakota Coach down there in the third base coach's box. Short lead by Aguilera at first, the pitch. That one tails away from the batter, outside for a ball. Count will be even at one. Kennel stares in. He's still staring in. Now he's got his sign. Kicks and fires. This one's going to be popped up weakly on the right side. Bynum gives chase, but this one's going to be out of play. So it'll be a 1-2 count to Pagone. He'll step back in. Kennel sets and delivers. Right down Broad Street, strike three. Two outs, seven strikeouts for Kennel. And top of the order now, Hunter Moreno comes to the plate. Moreno struck out swinging to lead off the Miners' first inning. Kennel sets and delivers. He's going to be fouled off out of play on the right side into the neighbor's yard behind us. Here's the 0-1 from Kennel. Misses on the outside. The breaking ball, not able to find the zone. And the count will be even at one. The pitch. One's going to be hit weakly foul on the right side. Bynum gives chase, and that ball will land out of play. So Kennel again up in the count, 1-2. Little bigger lead from Aguilera now with two outs over there at first. The pitch. That one's in the dirt. Aguilera takes off. Good block by Gatineau. Threw down in time. Got Aguilera by a mile on that one with the throwdown. That'll be a nice chop stealing for Gatineau. Two six, I believe, on the putout. So after three, Delta leads this one 5-0. We'll head to the fourth. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
A&M Creations' Don Main in Delta is creating dishes you've heard of in new and exciting ways. Steaks, seafood, burgers, and more. Plus a monthly sushi menu and prime rib every Friday and Saturday night. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on May. A&M Creations on May voted 2021 Best All-Around Restaurant at 305 Main Street in Delta. Let the creators at A&M Creations give you a complete dining experience.
Are you ready to finally have the kitchen of your dreams? Whether your style is rustic, traditional, or contemporary, Delta Cabinet Company can help make your dreams a reality. We have hundreds of options in colors, wood, and door styles to satisfy every design. Our in-house kitchen designers have more than 20 years' experience helping clients with every budget. So don't put it off any longer. Stop in our showroom and take a look at what Delta Cabinet Company can do for you. We are located at 696 Industrial Boulevard in Delta, or visit our website at deltacabinetcompany.com.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports.
Nine, 1-2 in the Delta lineup. So Lance Porter's at the plate. He flew out to center in the second inning. The pitch. Check swing at the plate. It's a weak dribbler back to the pitcher. Penny throw is pulls the first baseman Aguilera off the bag. And Porter will be on base as a result of the throwing error. That brings Landon Kennel back to the plate. Kennel 1-for-2 with a, I was going to say a run scored, but that was his courtesy runner. There's the pitch, and it's chopped foul on the left side by Kennel. Porter the runner at first. Couple stolen bases on the year. Got a good lead there. They're held on by Aguilar. That one's on the ground by Kennel, the shortstop Moreno, up with it, long throw to first. Not in time. That'll be an infield hit for Kennel as he was hustling up the line. Ball got away from Aguilera as the throw was offline, and it allowed Porter to get to third. Kennel stays at first, and Jacob Hancock will come in as the courtesy runner. Like I mentioned, he scored in a run in the second. He also stole a base that inning. So we're going to maybe duplicate that here with Porter on third. He was off and running on the first pitch in that situation. We'll see if he's doing the same here. He is not. The pitch is going to be lifted foul. That is a high, long strike one. Clay has reached on an error by the shortstop in the first and one by the second baseman in the second. He scored a run today, also has a stolen base. Here's the 0-1. Runners going, fouled off to the right side. And Orlando going to have to be tough with two. But the hit and run was on that time with Orlando swinging. Hancock with a good lead. The pitch. A liner into center field. Porter will score from third. An RBI single for Clay as Hancock ends up at second. Delta extends their lead. It's now 6-0. And Luke Gastineau will come to the plate. He's 0-1 with a walk today. The pitch. That was over the plate, but low. So it'll be 1-0 to the Delta backstop. And the pitch. This one's lifted into center field, looking away from the center fielder, Vasquez, but he's able to make the catch. Runner's not able to advance. And there's two outs. I bring Tyree to the plate. He had a solo shot last inning. Otherwise, he's 0-1 today with a ground out to the third baseman. Here's the pitch. One is hit foul out of play on the right side. Penny, back to the rubber stairs, then shakes off the sign. Comes set, looks at the runner, now comes home. That one's low. Hancock is going. It's a double steal with the defensive indifference on Clay at first, it looked like. Hancock was running on the pitch, and Clay had a little bit of a delay to his steal. And runners at second and third. This pitch will be hit to second. You need a short. Moreno up with it. Throw to first is in time, and that will retire the sign. Oh, I guess that's only the second out of the inning. My mistake. It will be an RBI for Reed as Ryland Bynum will come to the plate. He's 1-for-2 with a couple ribbies today. The pitch, liner into left field, just over the shortstop Moreno's head. Clay from set will score from second. So that's another RBI for Bynum on the single. And now Braden Sprout will step in from the left side. The pitch, swing and a miss, and Bynum, as the catch will Harris drops the ball, slides in, and he is not ahead of the tag. They'll get him there at second on the Cox Steeler. So that will be the third out of the inning. They'll be able to put two more across. They lead now 7-0 as we go to the bottom of the fourth. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
The Delta County Independent is your family-owned, local community newspaper, providing quality news coverage since 1883. The Delta County Independent is the official newspaper of record and covers all of Delta County, and they want to hear from you. Submit your story ideas by visiting DeltaCountyIndependent.com. You can also check out all the local news and sports from around the Delta area. Want to advertise? Get in touch to request more information by visiting the website or calling 970-874-4421. The Delta County Independent. Keeping Delta County informed.
Are you looking for a hearty and satisfying breakfast or lunch? Look no further than Fife's Cafe in Delta. Fife's Cafe is the veteran-owned scratch kitchen. Before he took over as owner, Jimmy learned all about making the bread fresh from scratch daily. That includes the buns and cinnamon rolls. Oh, the glorious cinnamon rolls. Folks come from near and far to eat what Fife's Cafe is serving up. Check out their Facebook page to learn about their daily specials and anything else Fife's Cafe is cooking. Open Wednesday through Sunday inside the Columbine Mall in Delta. Fife's Cafe, where Delta County eats.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
The Delta lead 7-0 here as we head to the bottom of the fourth inning. Landon Kennel still on the bump for the Panthers. He's going to face the top of the order for the Miners, as they've just now gone through the entire batting order. First pitch to Hunter Moreno is in there for a strike. Moreno was at the plate when Aguilera was caught stealing at second. He'll take strike two. And the pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Second verse, same as first for Moreno there. A couple of strikeouts on the day for him. 8 strikeouts on the day for Kennel as Nick Puccio will come to the plate. He was a strikeout victim in the first inning. Pitch, swing and a miss. Puccio steps up, now back in. Kennel's got his side and delivers. That's on the outside corner for a strike. Kennel, he's ready. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Blew the fastball by him. Two outs here in the bottom of the fourth, and Pinkston Penny will come to the plate. Penny struck out swinging to end the first inning for the Miners. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Some high heat. Again, Kennel moving the ball around the zone quite a bit here. The pitch. That just misses the outside corner. You need to count it one. Kennel spares in. Now he sets. Picks and fires. The hook misses the zone. They've been just off the plate. Is the 2-1. That pitch misses high, and it's 3-1. And the pitch. This one's going to be looped down the third base line. It's going to land on the line fair. That is going to be a 2-out double for the pitcher today. So it looks like Panay gonna run for himself as Lane Allen will come to the plate. He struck out swinging in the second. Kennel looks at the runner, now comes home. This one's hit foul at the plate. Kennel spares in. Got his side. and delivers. This one's on the ground to short. Clay up with it. Throw to first in time. And Delta will get out of the inning with just the one hit. And the Miners lead the one.
Hard and stay away from drugs and alcohol. Delta County School District. Sharing, challenging, learning. Every student, every day.
Hi, this is Jackie Davis with Delta Health, and we know the reasons why you trust Delta Health to provide compassionate, quality health care are the same reasons why people of the Western Slope have chosen Delta Health for over 100 years to deliver their care, their babies, and being there even through the end-of-life moments. The reason why people choose Delta Health are measured in the important life moments that we can be a part of and the reasons why we love working here. To see more reasons why our patients and employees choose Delta Health, visit DeltaHealthCO.org. Delta Health, a county-wide healthcare system.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports.
Mark Tanner back with you here in Hotchkiss as we head to the fifth inning. Delta leads 7-0 here over the North Fork Miners. And so, Payson Penix still on the mound for North Fork. He'll work to 6-7-8 in the Delta batting order. It'll be Braden Sprout to lead the inning off. He was at the plate when Bynum was caught stealing to end last inning. So he'll get a new count here against Penix. Here's the pitch. This one's going to hit him again. The 11th time this year.
Find the vehicle that meets your needs, even if it isn't in stock. Visit HellmanMotorCo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything they do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Mark Tanner back with you once again. Sorry for the technical difficulties here. Landon Kennel will be working to 5, 6, and 7 in the North Fork batting order. Starting with Zed Vasquez, who struck out looking in the second. The 0-1 is hit on the fly to right field, and it'll bounce off the wall. Ty Reed picks it up and gets it in, and that's a leadoff double for Vasquez. Only the second hit allowed today by Kennel. Both of them have been doubles as Mario Gamma will come to the plate. He grounded out to Kennel in the second. The pitch. This one's back up the middle. Delgado fields it at second on to first in time. And Vasquez will advance to third. One out. Ian Aguilera will come to the plate. He was hit by a pitch in the third. And caught stealing by a mile for the third out of that inning. Vasquez the runner at third, one out. Delta leads. Scoreboard said 11 to start the inning, now says 12. We'll have to check that here. But the 1 pitch to Aguilera is in for a strike. So it's 0-2 to the North Fork first baseman. Swing and a miss for strike 3. Okay. So, with two outs, Joe Hollenbeck will come to the plate. 10 strikeouts today for Landon Kettle. Hollenbeck, one of those strikeout victims, as he swings and misses at that pitch. Here's the 0-1. That's a swing and a miss. Hollenbeck steps out, now back in. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three, and the ball game. So Delta's going to win 12-0 here at North Fork. We'll take a break. Come back with the postgame. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Radio Sports Online.
When you think appliances, think Modern Appliance Company in Delta. Modern Appliance has the best selection of appliances and electronics, including refrigerators, ovens, ranges, washers, dryers, and more. Friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable salespeople, professional installations and service, plus easy finance options. What more could you ask for? Visit Modern Appliance today at 152 Main Street in Delta, or give them a call at 970-874-3337. Modern Appliance Company, sales, service, and parts for all your appliance needs.
There's never been a better time to build your brand than right now. We are 9Stories Creative, and we make commercials. Whether you're a big business, small business, or just getting started, we have the skills to make your brand stand out on network television, Hulu, YouTube, or anywhere on social media that you advertise. We've been bringing Hollywood-level production to Colorado businesses for years now. Find out how we can help you tell your brand story at 9storiescreative.com. Find us on Facebook or Instagram at 9Stories Creative. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports.
Well, Kenner back with you here in Hotchkiss as Delta defeats North Fork in a good bounce back game. Landon Kettle indeed gets the victory. Did have 11 strikeouts today. Only gave up a couple of hits, both of them doubles. So, still a sub-1 ERA for Kettle. That's played today. Ty Reed had a solo shot in the third. Otherwise, Mylon Bynum went 2-for-3 with 3 RBIs today. Next up for Delta is a meeting on Tuesday with the Olathe Pirates. That'll be in Delta. First pitch is scheduled for 4 p.m. My coverage will be on our radio partner, The Monkey, 91.7 in Delta. Once again, the final score today from Hotchkiss, Delta 12, North Fork 0. You've been listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online. Have a good day, folks.